The propositional trajectory, the impact of inadequate social representations on neurodiversity, cannot be fully resolved by the traditional narrative of epistemic oppression and justice. Adding new vocabulary to collective epistemic resources is not a panacea. We already have the word autism, for example. So it is not only words that are missing, but rich and diverse lived experiences are also missing from the pool of shared resources. The problem is that what is missing, the hermeneutical gaps, are not automatically apparent. Social representations created by and for the dominant groups inadequately fill the hermeneutical gaps of marginalized groups. To that effect, let us recall here the Handy Liver Prize for the best biography, which rewards works written by a person with a disability and telling his or her own experience, or by a third party on the life of a close relative with a disability. In the case of Les Petits Victoires, the award went to the biography of an holistic, non-autistic person talking about autism. These inadequate social representations are difficult to resist. They are constantly and persistently reproduced. It is even harder when you don't have the words to replace theirs. But do we really have to wait for the right words to share our experiences? This is where illustration can become an attention-grabbing action, like shouting, an action that does not need words. This is what we propose here, a form of non-propositional epistemic resistance in response to hermeneutic injustice.